Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Come over here, sweetie. I really want to talk to you for a few moments. Hey.
Thank you.
Well, welcome to another beautiful Friday evening on Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle. And you know something, I want to thank all my listeners from north to south, east to west, and all the ones in Hawaii, all the ones in the United States, the ones in Canada, the ones in United Kingdom. How you doing, Glasgow, and how you doing, Iron Moody? The ones in Cameroon and Nigeria, Africa, my friend Asher in Pakistan, and my friends in Peru, and Wayne Ditchville in Australia, and my friends in Singapore, and my friends in France and Iraq. It's good to have y'all here listening. You know something? Tell all your friends every Friday we're going to do it, and we're going to do it right, you know, because one thing we're known for, you know, we put everything out there. We go from whatever topic that someone want to talk about, we're not afraid to put it out there. And today we got a special guest. His name is Ramsey Swice. And I just want y'all to understand his name is spelled Ramzy Sweis. This brother is trying to do some things. So you go to Amazon, check him out, you know, do some reviews, help him make that, you know, plateau he's trying to reach. And he's all over the place. So Google him, Ramsey, Ramzy Sweis, Sweis. This is a guy who never repeated a joke. So you know something, there's a lot of jokes out there, so he's going to make us laugh tonight, tickle that funny bone. But before we bring him on, we got two of my beautiful co-hosts. Felicia, how you doing, darling?
I'm doing just wonderful and just excited about Ramsey making me laugh tonight because I can use a good laugh.
Me too, baby. Ooh, me too, because it's hot. You know something? And when it's hot, you're all sweaty, like all miserable. So I need a good laugh. I want to fall out on the damn floor rolling in laughter. So we're going to make Ramsey do some stuff. But we're going to introduce him right now for all y'all. Here he go. How you doing, Ramsey?
I'm very good. That was an excellent introduction, and hello to all your fans. Thank you for listening. And, yeah, we're gonna put it all on the table. Today we're going to knock down that fourth wall. And, I bring the truth raw and in your face with a slap of humor that will leave your mouth open with the wow factor. Right, Terry?
That's how we like it. We like it raw in our face. We like it dirty and nasty. So when you like it, you need to be, baby.
You're playing me.
I have a joke for you off the bat. How about that?
Okay, sounds good.
What has 43 teeth and is hiding a monster?
43 peeps hiding a monster.
No, teeth.
Oh, 43 teeth and hiding a monster.
You have to take a guess. I'm not going to.
43 teeth.
Couple lungs.
How many teeth do we have in our mouth? I don't even know that shit.
We have 32 teeth.
Damn, okay. I might get a little less. I lost a few over you know, time and everything.
I don't have 32 teeth.
Some of them in the back ain't there. They're like spacious, but I don't know what has 43 teeth. It's not keys on a piano because it's not called teeth. 43 teeth. It must be a code to that, 43. I don't know. You, Felicia?
I said a piranha.
You said a what?
A piranha.
Close. You're very close. You're right. You're right on the alley. You're like you're right in the ballpark.
Okay. Good.
You said
that's like that. It's hiding a monster. Okay, man. You give it to us.
My zipper.
Snap! Now, whoa. Okay, you got a monster, ladies. You know, shoot, let them open up, keep up.
Hey, how about that? Why do you never close?
Hey, I ain't mad at you. Woo, yeah. You hear that? I'm a monster, so Long John Silver. Long John Silver.
Why should you have an open... if someone dies on Viagra, actually, I'm messing the joke up. Why should you cremate? The joke is, why should you cremate somebody on Viagra?
Because some bones are
never be able to close. Because you'd never be able to close the casket.
They're standing up.
Okay. Well, Ramsey, before we get into all the jokes, everybody a little bit about yourself and tell them what caused you to go from being an owner of a club to pursuing the other side of your personality, which is comedy, and give them a little insight.
Well, I like to think of it as the father of anti-humor or the founder of anti-humor. But you know what? I mean, that goes for anybody. And that's the thing about Never Repeat a Joke. It is a screenplay, but it's about a 12-year-old. I think Armand, your daughter, would be perfect for the role. And I would love to send her the screenplay. I actually wrote it, the screenplay, first.
Her name is Nikki, not Armand. I was just telling you earlier, you must have misheard what I said. I was saying that we was having a problem that says we couldn't open a web page. And I'll talk to you more about that after the show is over. But, yes, her name is Nikki. And she's good. Oh, unless she was talking about my granddaughter, you know, because I got a couple of granddaughters, Tony and Nina. I might have thought about them.
Yeah, the screenplay revolves around a 12-year-old girl, African-American girl,
mm-hmm.
and she pursues the Never Repeat a Joke comedy contest. And I wrote
mm-hmm.
that in 2009, and then I actually had a breakdown because I was taking classes at Columbia, and I was told, and as well as online and Second City and so forth, but and they always say, you know, well, and I even came to the Hollywood to pitch the screenplay, and they would always ask me, well, who do you see in the character? Like, who? And I said, you know, Oprah. You know, as I would just kind of go in, you know, they say go strong or go home, you know. And
right.
So I started calling my, because I got confused, because the characters, it was about my family and about this person and who I saw myself through. It was about this 12-year-old girl. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, 12-year-old girls, you know, Annie was a 12-year-old girl, the remake. And
right.
That's basically, yeah, and so it's that idea. It's about this, you know, she's just very sharp wit, you know, and very callous. You know, that's the idea, is that
that's my granddaughter.
She doesn't know she's, yeah, exactly. She doesn't know she's funny, and that's what people love about her, you know. They always want to, like, pinch her cheeks, you know, and she's just always, she's just so positive, and people just are absolutely obsessed with her, you know. And so I wrote it, and I started calling my mom Oprah, and my parents were like, are you crazy? You know, your mom's not Oprah. And I just had this breakdown because I was so you know how it is as a writer where you know, because you're always told when you're taking classes to write what you know, and then you blur the lines, you know.
Right. But, you know, so let me ask you about that. You know, you said that you was pitching your screenplay in California where you live. Now, I was always told that a lot of people will not accept scripts unless they are from someone they're familiar with. That's not true. You can just go up to, like, Paramount Studios, Warner Brothers, and say, here, I got a script for whoever does production.
Well, there's a lot of loopholes that were put through because there's not that many agents, and they have piles and piles that they hide behind of scripts to read. For example, you mentioned I was in an Amazon contest, and they have 12,000 entries. And
wow.
What helps literary agents is that they'll say things like, oh, well, you have to be in L.A., and that's like the most terrible thing for a writer to hear, because that's
mm-hmm.
basically putting out your flame. And they only tell you that they'll tell you things like, you know, write what you know, which is kind of true, but and they'll say things like, they'll say, oh, do you imagine Julie? You know, they'll ask you these tricky questions and put you through these hurdles just to make you a better writer, you know, because
mm-hmm.
as you know, William Faulkner, he lived out of his car, you know, Hemingway. I mean, he was an alcoholic, you know,
right.
There's so many writers, Van Gogh, you know, he wasn't a writer, but there's so, you know, the best artists are those that are just living on the skin of their teeth, you know, and that's what sucks.
Right, because
it's
passionate. It's, you can feel the emotion. You can't hide it, you know.
Yeah, and the thing is that a lot of, like, the majority of the time, if you look at the history of writers, I wish I could name some off the top of my head, but they actually don't become famous until after they die.
Right.
It's called posthumous fame.
That's terrible.
Like Da Vinci, Michelangelo, those are painters, but a lot of people, they don't make it, you know. They die, and then people are like, oh, yeah, he did a good job. Or she did a good job.
Starving artist, yeah.
That's unfortunate. That's really unfortunate.
But, you know, still, I didn't get you to answer the question. How do you get your stuff through one of the major production houses? I mean, and you're not well known yet.
Well, you could pay. There's a lot of websites that that's the thing about these loopholes is that you want to find contests that are free, because if they charge you money, they're just gimmicks, and they're usually inside jobs where they're just using you as an advertising opportunity or as an advertising gimmick or a decoy to advertise their – never pay for a contest unless it's a film festival. But you could pay IMDb Pro. There was a – Kevin Spacey had an awesome website, but he shut it down, where a lot of writers collaborated with writers. And there isn't – not that I know of. There's none that I know of right now. But there's IMDb Pro, who actually gives you – like Robert De Niro.
You say IMVP?
Yeah,
that's
Internet Movie Database.
IMVP?
Yeah, Internet Movie Database, IMDb.
Movie Database.
That's
IMDb.
Really the only one. There's 6 million users. I was rated 100,000 out of 6 million. So I was, right now I'm not doing so well, but there was a time when I was, you know, really hot.
So
there's 6 million users.
Ramsey, how do they rate you if you belong to that? How do you get rated?
Well, Amy Adams right now is number 30. You know, it's just about traffic. That's all that it's about. But the cool thing is that if you want to contact, like, say your favorite movie is Power Rangers, if you want to contact the talent agent, the production company, anybody, they give you all the information that you need. There's no privacy at all. And that's the idea. You know, you have to call these people. You have to be patient. You have to tell them why. You have to really milk it. You have to milk it like it's your job.
Okay.
You know, you got to tell them. You know, you have to make sure they have to know that if you want to do a sequel or a trilogy, or if you want, you know, if you want to do a Spider-Man, this would never happen. But you know, if you had an idea about like a new kind of spider or, you know, whatever, just tell them why. Just call them and just, you have to be very confident, you know. But at the same time, you don't have much time. So it's called an elevator pitch, as you know, I'm sure you know.
Yes. You know, what people don't know, what I like about Ramsey is that this brother, he works and he goes hard to pursue, you know, people knowing who he are, and you know, some, if you ever decided to put on a different hat and be a promoter, I would pick you. I've told you that before because I like your tenacity, you know, and sometimes people don't believe it. It feels like to me sometimes I need more than 24 hours in a day because I got so many things I want to accomplish and can't do it. And I don't know how you do it, Ramsey, but you're relentless, and I like that energy and that drive, you know. So if you ever decide to put on another hat with the other hats that you're wearing now, call a sister. You know, I'll pay you to do me.
Yeah, and I told you, I know you're in Columbus, and I know you have a lot of soul food, and, you know, the food in the South, it's worth a flight out there alone. But I would love to do an in-studio. This is our third interview, and I remember last time Felicia was with us, and she's amazing. She's very complimentary, but I would love to do an in-station. You know, last year I studied broadcasting, and I know it's just you just sit there, and it's so aggravating, and everything has to be perfect, and you just want to get drunk, and then you drink, and then you don't want to do the show anymore. and then next thing you know,
that's,
it's like
right
2 months later, and you know, you forgot where the spark plug is, and then, you know, it's just a huge, you know, it's a huge mess. There's so many, you know, technology itself is just so internal. It's just, I understand your struggle, and I know the best thing to do is to fight, is just to be there and just to walk left and right at the same time. Because, you know, it, you know, technology, it sucks, you know.
You're right.
There's not enough hours in the day.
You're right, exactly. But
my dad says you got to chew through. My dad calls it chewing through metal.
Yep, your TYM means it's hard work. But let me get back to Felicia because Ramsey, I know she has a question for you.
I was just gonna ask. So, what advice would you give someone who is really trying to move forward and get their work looked at by a larger company? Like I heard you say, you have to be persistent and that kind of thing. How do you look out for the for those that might steal your work and you know try to use your ideas?
Yeah, you know, Finding Nemo was a Japanese it was a Japanese nursery rhyme. It was a children's book, and there's a huge if you research Disney lawsuits, there's a huge lawsuit going on with that. And the thing is that you could have an idea and you'll see it on TV and it'll be exactly the character names and everything that you wrote, and you're like, man, I should have, and you think to yourself, man, I should have just wrote it on paper shorthand and hid it away and not put it on the computer where someone could steal it. And what they say here is that you're supposed to take it as a pat on the back. You're supposed to think of it as you're on the right track. You're supposed to think of it as, you know, that you're doing the right thing, that just because someone stole your idea doesn't mean, it's supposed to make you feel better about yourself and not worse. It's supposed to make you think that you're better, than just as good as, I know, it sucks. But you know what, Felicia, Terry, the way, you know, you say I'm persistent, Terry's persistence exceeds me, and that's because, and I say that because of how she auditions her scripts. She does live readings. You know, the scripts that we write, they do live readings. That's after it's optioned, they have a round table of actors read out the lines. And Terry, when she turned her house into a setting and went ahead and on her YouTube channel, which is under her name, she auditions, and her daughter, like if they're driving a car, you know, the way that they act it out, and it's called breaking down the fourth wall. You know, it's so entertaining, but at the same time, it's low budget, but it's high concept. You know, and doing that is no better. It's almost like an audio book, you know, or doing a Google audio, you know, reading it through Google audio, and having people read you back your words. That, you know, It's hard to find, first of all, but it's also it helps fine tune your brain and sharpen your brain.
Right. Well, that's what friends are for. And you know, if you ever need me or Felicia to help you out and read some of your stuff, we can do that too. I mean, you know, one hand don't clap.
No, yeah, and that's the reason why, you know, they say don't put all your eggs in one basket, and I, you know, never repeat a joke. I've run the gamut, and I would love to send you the script, but it's also an app. You know, you could type me into the Play Store. It's free. It's a class under RamseySwice.com/class. It's a free $20 class. I used to teach it. It's also, yeah, the script was in 2009, and the website, and then the web series, and now the memoir. And the podcast, I spent $16,000 of my hard-earned money last year, and I went to broadcasting school. Yeah, I had so much fun, and I turned it into a radio show. And, you know, and there's apparel, all I'm missing now is a protein shake.
Yeah, you're going to need one to keep yourself going.
Yeah. That's interesting, though. You said you went back to school to kind of get up on the latest, you know, the latest stuff that's out here so that you could stay relevant, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. You have to stay relative and relevant. They're really interchangeable. And, it's a hierarchy, but it's an internal, you know. You have to be... You can't break down. You can't get depressed. You know, use Terry, use me. I'm always here. Call me anytime. Send me your scripts. I would love to read it. And also always look for contests. You know, it's a lot of times, you know, it might not go anywhere, but it doesn't matter. It's just a couple of minutes. Especially if you're living in a big city like Columbus.
Let me say something, Ramsey. I have a script that's already done on my last book, which is Broken. Okay. Where can I send it to you so you can check it out?
Well, is it in what kind of format? Is it in PDF? Because that's probably safest.
It says what?
Is it under? Is it as a PDF? What would you send it to me as?
Yes, yes. It's a PDF form. Also,
okay. How many pages?
Copyrighted
would you send
anyway.
Me?
You know, that's not a biggie. But since you're out there and you know you might have some connections I haven't reached yet, but still trying to pursue. So where would I send that script to?
Yeah, I do. Well, I would start with the first chapter. Send me the first chapter, and then but I mean I could. There's Kazua Films. They're on the East Coast. I don't know if you want to adapt it or if you want it as a stage play.
I don't care.
But yeah.
Either way, I just want people to get there with it. You know, because
exactly,
this is
yeah.
my autobiography, and I want people to understand you don't have to come from a bad upbringing or family because being a preacher's kid, and then I got caught up into the world and messed up horribly, but I found my way back through the grace of God, you know, and it's about, you know, hitting rock bottom and finding your way back, spiritually home and home really, you know. So that's what it's about.
Yeah, and so if I were to connect you with Kazua Films on the East Coast in Pennsylvania, they would ask for reviews. They would say, well, who's reviewed it, you know, so far? And so that's why when you say you just want to get it out there, that's how you know you're doing the right thing. You want to get as much feedback as possible, and that's, you know, that's why it's so good as an autobiography that you could branch out to have a YouTube channel. And if you're doing different things as far as a website under a different name, a podcast under a different name, it's going to be very hard to market yourself.
Right.
Because when you know if you do want it as a stage play, well, they're gonna ask, well, what's your website? And you're gonna say, well, broken.com.
Well, I got a website, terrylau.com, but
yeah, exactly. That's perfect.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I tell you what, we need to take a little small break, and we'll be back in 2 and 2 with the phenomenal Ramsey Swice.
Eventually, the truth will come out of the darkness for everyone to see.
Hello? Hey, it's Mike. Hey, how y'all doing? Oh, yeah, everything's good. It's just been really good. Sorry I haven't been here. I forgot, but I will be there next week. Right now.
There are times in your life when your faith will be challenged.
Hey man, I want to share something with you. I accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. He's been really wonderful to me. Don't you agree?
I feel like I'm my own God. For things that's been happening to me, I feel like I've been making those things happen.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me you don't believe in God?
Well, I haven't seen it.
The truth can come in shocking form.
Who is that, man? Oh, hell no. I know ain't nobody up in my house when I'm at work all day, going day.
Terry E. Lyle. Check out her website and on Blog Talk Radio every Friday at 7:30 p.m.
Yeah.
happen.
I don't mind making your day. Feels so good to give. But I never, never seem to get my way. I'm tired of waking up with nobody laying next to me. I'm tired of being alone and everybody else is lovey-dovey. I'm so tired of all of y'all being happy but me. I can only find the love I sing about. I sang my song. Oh, 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 when I sang my song. Oh, 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 yeah. See, I know what I want. Something real. Something I could feel. And I know don't come me there. I wanna be with somebody who can share my ups and downs. And when they're feeling bad, I can be the one to make a smile. Make her realize that I'm the special guy. I'm saying about.
Welcome back, everybody, to Unmask, and that was the late and great Gerald LaVert in my songs. You know, that brother definitely will be missed because, oh, my God, his music just makes you fall in love and it brings back the romance. But I'm so sorry he's gone. Young brother, you know, the young brother of Eddie LaVert, one's from the OJs, you know, a family of just singers, talented brothers. So rest in peace, Gerald LaVert. And my special guest tonight, Ramsey Swice. He's the brother who never repeated a joke. Now, that's a lot to say because, you know, it's hard not to repeat a joke, you know. And without further ado, we're going to get him right back here. Ramsey, are you still with me? Well, for some reason, it seemed like Ramsey, are you still there? Well, I'm having a problem getting him back on the mic. Just stay with us and let me talk to my co-host for a minute, you know, so I can get him back here.
You got your one still here. Ramsey, come back.
you know, I put him on mute because of the simple fact that I heard some talking in the background while the song was on. And now that I'm trying to unmute him, and it's acting like it won't unmute him, which is strange. The wheel is turning, so he's there. He hasn't hung up, everybody. So don't give up on him. He'll be here. But I don't know why the person on the studio wall is not allowing his mic to reopen. Strange.
So,
you know, Double is busy, because Ramsey, man, he got a lot of information for our listeners, and he's a funny cat, man, you know, and, you know, some people just don't want the good stuff to get out. They want to be something going on. So, Ramsey, if you're listening to me, baby, could you hang up and call right back in? Maybe that'll stop that, you know, because for some reason, it won't let me unmute you. Okay, he heard me. He hung up, and he's going to call right back in. This guy's phenomenal. And like I said before, go to Amazon and look up this brother. His name is spelled R-A-M-Z-Y, Swice, S-W-E-I-S. Go into Amazon and look him up. Read his material and rate him, because the brother is good, you know. So I'm seeing the same problem. The curse is just turning. Okay, so I'll tell you what, Felicia, I'm going to try to open up another browser and see if that problem is on the browser too. And you keep talking to our listeners.
Yeah.
Oh, it wouldn't let me do that on there. Oh, my goodness.
I just wanted to tell her, like, thanks for joining us on a Saturday night. It's a nice day. I know here, and, you know, and it's a nice day. It's not. Really nice day today. I didn't really get out much because I really like to be outside a lot. But I got out today and got some sun on my skin, some vitamin D, and, you know, went to the nursery and saw all these different plants and flowers. And my girlfriend's going to work in her yard, which is really therapeutic. So, you know, got to get out. And I just wanted to tell everybody thank you for joining us, because it is so nice outside. You could be doing some other things, but
well, I'm going to try something else, Felicia. I'm going to try to see if I can get them up on my cell phone, because the wheel is just turning, and for some reason it won't let him in. You know, the devil is busy, you know, and, you know, this brother, you know, he got a lot of information that he needs to share, and I'm just going to call my cell phone and hope that, you know, pick up. Like, so this is straight, it's straight what you call cray-cray. I ain't understanding this.
But it's okay. It's okay. We just got to keep it moving. Look at that. You know, I wanted to talk. I just wanted to share a little bit. So I decided that I'm just going to, I started not working out again, because I'm getting got close to 50, there, 10, 59 next month. And so I decided, okay, I need to start working out. So I decided to show up, because I have been dealing with a lot of things emotionally. I said, you know what, I'm going to let these things overpower me and just bend all my life. Every time I feel like this little stressor, I don't care where I am, I want to just get down and do some crunches or some push-ups. And so I was going to the gym, and I said, boy, you think about this stuff all the time. You will never, ever be doing anything working out. But I'm telling you, I went to the gym twice in one day, and I said, I'm going to keep doing it. I am so incredibly stiff and sore right now, so it's not even funny. Like, I'm like, what the hell was I thinking?
And he can make a joke out of anything. For y'all who missed my first joke, said, what has 42 teeth and a monster?
And a monster.
What did you say again? Yeah, he said something like, "What was 42 teeth and packing a monster?"
Yeah, and
I couldn't figure that shit out. Save my soul. It was his zipper, and that monster, girls, you know what that is? You will hanging long and hanging wide, not a flag. It can fall outside.
I usually can do whatever I'm gonna do, but I tell you, if somebody bent these legs back right now, Lord Jesus, I probably kick them to the ceiling, because I am.
I'm still having an issue. He's on the phone. He can hear me, but we can't get him to hear us. For some reason, his mic is not unmuting. The wheel is just turning and turning and turning. So, wow, maybe Maybe it's, I don't know what's the cause of it.
I think Ramsey's supposed to hang out with us probably a couple more times before.
Yeah.
It seems like it's always something to try and stop those. We got to get it together, huh?
I don't know why he's doing that. We want to
know more about who he is and how he got to the place.
He's on Facebook, so if y'all need to get a hold of him. But Ramsey, don't hang up. I'm going to try something else, but we're going to take a little small break and see if this problem clears up. And we'll just go to break, and then we'll come back and get Ramsey up on the mic because, my goodness, I need to hear this brother.
Controversial, real, unparalleled. Authorist Terry E. Lyle has written an autobiography entitled Broken. Terry talks about overcoming her personal battle with suicide, being homeless, selling and using drugs, and living the life of a She found that with prayer and her belief in God is real, that she was blessed to overcome all adversity to becoming the woman and authoress she is today. The book is $20 and can be purchased through Amazon, Kindle, createspace.com, and from her own personal website at www.terrylyle.com. It's yours today. And make sure you tune in to hear Terry on Unmasked each and every Friday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com. The number 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. And remember, through God's grace and mercy, all things are possible. For He would not leave you.
I'm going to help you uninstall it and make you read something.
Yes, yes. We got Ramsey back, baby. Hey, Felicia, we got him. Ain't God good? Yes.
Felicia? Yay.
Yes. Welcome back, Ramsey. Back, darling. Yes, welcome back. I don't know what happened, but you know something? We don't give up. We ain't quitters over here on Unmasked, so thank God we still got you. So, Ramsey, got the floor, darling. You can make everybody laugh. And do you have one of those jokes that you got to give a plot and everything to? Because the joke that you just told us earlier, it was funny. But when I was a kid, it was called a different type of joke. Because it's like, it's not a knock-knock joke. It's like one of those jokes that you got to guess. And then there's other jokes that has like a build-up. And then, you know, you tell us the punchline and we all hee-hee-ha-ha. So I know you got both kinds of jokes. So do you have any of the
other kinds of jokes?
Yeah,
I'll tell you my favorite joke.
Okay.
So there's this teenager, and he's on his roof, and his little brother comes upstairs, right? So he throws a tarp. He throws a tarp on top of what he's working on. His little brother starts tugging his sleeve. He's like, "What are you working on? What are you working on?" And his older brother says, "His older brother says, it's a monster. It's a monster." And so
I know where this is going.
Yeah. So in the middle of the night, the little kid goes upstairs on the roof, you know, where his brother was working, and he looks under the tarp, and he's screaming and crying, and he falls down the stairs. And his parents are like, "Oh, my God," he sees him all bloodied and bruised. He's like, "Are you okay? Did you see the monster?" And he said, "No, but I saw let me start over.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Sorry, because it's been a while. So there's an older brother, right? A teenager. He's working on a satellite on the roof, and his little brother tugs on his sleeve, and he's like, hey, what are you working on? What are you working on? And, you know, he throws a tarp on it so his brother doesn't know. And his older brother says, it's a monster. So in the middle of the night, he goes upstairs and he looks under the tarp and he starts screaming and crying and he falls down the stairs and his parents are like, hey, did you see the monster? And his little kid says, no, but I saw the plate that he eats out of.
This satellite.
Oh, my gosh.
How about this one? There was three people on an airplane, the smartest man in the world, a priest, and just a regular kid, you know, just a student.
Mm-hmm.
And the pilot goes on the intercom and he says, I'm sorry, we have three parachutes. And I'm and you guys have to decide for. He's like, we have three parachutes, and I'm taking one of them. So the other two, you guys decide for yourselves who's gonna live or die. So the priest says to the little kid, you know, you take my parachute. You know, you're a little kid, and First of all, the smartest man alive says, hey, listen, the world needs me. I'm smarter than all of you guys. I don't care about you guys. You know, I'm smarter than you. So he takes the parachute and jumps out of the plane. So there's one parachute left, right?
Right.
So the priest says to the little kid, he's like, listen, I'm an old man. You know, I've lived my life. You know, you're just a little kid. You're a toddler. You know, you have your whole life of studies ahead of you. Take the last parachute, you know. And the little kid says, no, don't worry about it. The smartest man alive just took my backpack.
Damn.
He going down.
Mom, but he going down.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Going down.
That was funny.
All right, How about this one? This blonde woman, walks into a doctor's office, and the doctor's like, hey, you know, what's going on? How can I help you? And she's like, doctor, my body hurts everywhere. And she points to her foot. She's like, my foot hurts. And she points to her head. She's like, I have migraines. And she points to her stomach. She's like, I have gas. And the doctor's like, yeah, you have a broken finger.
I don't get that one. I can't get it.
Because she's pointing and pointing, and she's like, this hurts. And the doctor's like, no, you know, it's just your finger, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Man, you are something else. Ramsey, we have about maybe 10 minutes left on this hour. Could you let people know how to get a hold of you and what's going on and everything else?
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, thank you, Terry, so, so much. I am sincerely your biggest fan. I wrote it all over my social platforms. And the thing is that...
So hard.
Yeah, you know, and there's another joke that I love, and there's a Tibetan monk. He's in New York City, and he goes to a hot dog vendor, and the hot dog vendor says, "What would you like?" And the Tibetan monk says, "Make me one with everything." You know, because that's what Buddhists do, you know. And so what you know, and that goes along with my idea again. Never repeat a joke. It's not about me or you or I, you know, it's just never a PA joke. It's for everybody. It's a safety net because if we stand together, if we're united, and this you read about this in my memoir, but, you know, since we all never repeated jokes, we have to stand together and we have to bear fruit because social media, if we don't, it's not social if we're not together, if we're not in it together.
That's true.
And so,
that's the truth.
Yeah.
And with so much things going on, Ramsey,
that
we need to have laughter. We need to, you know, when you laugh, you're not feeling that negativity that displayed in the life we live in. You know, laughter make you want to engage with other people. So you're doing a bang up job, baby, trying to make people smile because a lot of people, they ain't smiled in years. They just sour pusses.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it breaks down all the walls of segregation. And
exactly.
So the great thing about Never Repeat a Joke, it's 83 episodes and 10 jokes per episode. So that's 830 jokes. And the thing is, Terry, the reason why comedy is changing and why nobody can make money is because we can't copyright our material. And so everyone is pointing fingers and saying, oh, you stole my joke. But the truth of the matter is that we're all funny and we all think the same thing is funny. Nobody's stealing each other's joke. So it's a very cutthroat business. But I welcome anybody. If you don't repeat jokes, if you send me your original stand-up comedy performance, I will market your material. I will put you on my app. I will interview you. I will feature you on my website. You know, I just got done writing for the University of Riverside and featuring artists.
That's
right
wonderful.
Now I'm talking, yeah, right now I'm talking to different directors. I was working for the Highlander, too, and I would love to help people. That's the thing. That's the thing that you and I understand is it's about
yeah.
opening the doors, never slamming doors.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
One hand don't clap.
There you go.
Wow, that is great. Everybody out there listening, are you hearing what this brother is offering you? If you got some original material, send it to him because he got his own app and other people can hear about you because you never know where your blessing's coming from. And this right here sounds like a blessing to me.
Yeah,
you
absolutely.
Know, and I'm wholly influenced by Robin Williams. He died on August 16th, 2014, and then on just 3 weeks later, on 9/11, I was in the Middle East, and I invested in the first comedy club there, and I performed on 9/11, and that, I took a huge risk, you know, just not caring what anybody thought, because ISIS was started in 2014, and everybody,
right.
all my family, they, yeah, nobody wanted me to do it, and I went and did it, and if you look at Robin Williams' his history, he, you know, when he was in Aladdin, he took only $70,000, and he usually gets paid, at that point was getting paid $6 million, but he took the job because he wanted to do stuff for the kids, and that's what he did in Dead Poets Society, that's what he did, and when he took the job for Good Will Hunting, he was, you know, nobody knew about Ben Affleck and Matt Damon, he just wanted to help them out, and Patch Adams, you know, nobody knows
right.
that Patch Adams was it's based on a true story, you know. And
okay.
Robin Williams, he lived with them. He understood everything about the hospital, and he brought that to life.
Yeah.
And that's who my inspiration is.
Yeah, he's
wow.
definitely one of my all-time great comedians. I mean, because I grew up with him and with Mork and Mindy. And he is
right.
just, he is just very, very phenomenal. This brother, oh, my God, he was just. He was just a natural, you know, he can just make you laugh just by facial expression without even talking.
Mm-hmm.
He was phenomenal.
Yeah, Mork
wow.
and Mindy, it changed everything. That show changed the entire world. That changed, I mean, I can't even begin to express how Mork and Mindy changed every single thing in the art, in the business, in show business, in movies,
yes.
and everything.
They couldn't
yeah.
believe how he was, because he can just flip from one thing to another, and to, I mean, he was, what I think about Robin Williams made him so great is that he wasn't afraid to appear stupid or crazy, because a lot of people still don't want to go all the way there. They kind of reserve, but you know, some, we all, you know, can laugh at ourselves and other people, but sometimes people are afraid to just go all the way there. And Robin Williams, he went to the limit and then some. And that's why, you know, everybody, you know, like, you know, when he played Miss Doubtfire, I mean, he didn't care. He just went there, you know. He did that.
Exactly. That's a perfect example. And if you're held back by fear, if you're chained, then you should not even go on stage. You're just ruining it for the next person. It'll have a domino effect. And
exactly.
You're right. I mean, if you cannot be reserved, you have to go out there. You have to let all of
go.
You have to put it
all
on the
loose.
Table.
Mhm. Well, tell everybody about your book and how much it costs and how to get to it, and also remind them about this contest you're trying to win, and tell them how they can go and review your work so it can take you over the top.
Well, it's 99 cents. It's on Amazon. It's called Never Repeat a Joke. And the voting ends today, and I will let you know, Terry, they're going to announce the finalists today, and I will let you know if I advance, just because...
Okay, I'm praying for you, darling. I'm praying for you.
Yeah, you have helped me so much, and everybody that's helped me, I'm not one, I'm just like Robin, you know, I'm not one to you know, it's all about remembering where I come from and remembering who was there and not using people to step on. And I would never do that.
Amen.
You know?
That's so important what
so,
you said. A lot of people step on you when you're new and naive about the business, you know, and it's not about that. It's not how far you got. You always got to reach back and help somebody else come along with you, because that's how you get your blessing from not being selfish. You know, you're so right, Ramsey. You are so right, darling.
Yeah, and going back to Robin Williams, I don't know if you know, but him and Christopher Reeve, they were college roommates and at Yale, and
really?
You know, and Rob, yeah, they were roommates, and
wow, I didn't
and,
know that.
Yeah, they were best friends, and then Christopher Reeve got the role of Superman, and you know, Robin Williams, if you look at what Christopher Reeves did for Robin Williams, you'll be amazed. I mean, they even went together on the Johnny Carson show. They were together because, yeah, not a lot of people know that, but they were there for each other. They were always there for each other. And that's – I'm always here for you. And again, send me your work. I'll send you my work. And this is our third show, and I'm really looking forward to the fourth. And, you know, I'm not going anywhere, you know.
This is home for you, baby.
Yeah, absolutely. You're welcome back. Anytime.
Thank you, Terry. And you know what? I really love your website, and I love the work that you're doing. And I see just like, you know, you live the word, and I see the passion in your daughter and passing down to your granddaughter and going from generation to generation. And you know, that's all that we could ask for as artists is to be remembered.
That's right. That's right. And, darling, I love you. Tell everybody how to get a hold of you.
I love you.
Yeah.
Oh, just Ramsey Swice or Never Repeat a Joke. It's synonymous. It's not I never repeat a joke or we never. It's just Never Repeat a Joke. And get in touch with me. I have all the time on my hands. So the time is,
okay.
The world is at our fingertips, you know.
And you're so right. Well, I tell you what, would you like me to... Send you this information in an email?
Yeah, it's my name at Gmail. It's RamseySwice@gmail. Send it to me right now, next week, next month. Anytime is good for you, is good for me.
Okay.
All right.
Swice@gmail. Okay, darling, well, everybody out there, y'all had a treat tonight. He was short and sweet, but you know he can come back anytime when he got something new to tell y'all. But, you know, get the app, you know. So you can have them in your pocket, just get a phone out, and you can listen to some jokes all day long, especially when you're at work and you're on your lunch break and the boss pisses you off and you need something to laugh about, get the app from Ramsey Swice, and you'll definitely enjoy it and be glad that you had it. And, darling, I pray that you win that contest and you take care. Hugs and kisses.
Yes.
We love you, and you know you can
all
always come back.
All day, we love you, Ramsey.
Thank you so much. You guys are awesome. You really made my weekend. I mean, I feel like hugging somebody right now, but there's nobody to hug.
All right, well, we're giving you a virtual hug right now.
Again.
Good night, everybody. Don't drink and drive.
Good night.